This is LBC News.
You're listening to LBC News. In a moment, all today's general election news. But first, to Washington, where a key witness in an impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump appears to have changed his story. And the US election results haven't gone Mr. Trump's way in Kentucky and Virginia either. Let's get the latest from LBC News' Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
Lots going on here today, Ian. Let's get caught up, first of all, with the latest on impeachment. As you know, last night we learnt that the US ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, had changed his recollection of events concerning US policy towards Ukraine, and so he went back to Capitol Hill and offered revised testimony to the committees investigating the possible impeachment of President Trump, telling them now that he remembers not only that there was a quid pro quo demanded of the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky by President Donald Trump, namely dig up some dirt on Joe Biden, and if you do that you might get your military assistance restored by the United States. Not only does Ambassador Sondland remember now that there was a quid pro quo, but actually he recalls having been the architect of it, discussing that very arrangement with Ukrainian officials. Democrats are feeling pretty encouraged by that chain of events. And so today they have announced that the first public hearings on television in the open will take place next week. The acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, will be appearing on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. The ousted U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, will be appearing on Friday. We know that she told Democrat members of Congress investigating the president for impeachment that she feels threatened by the president of the United States who orchestrated her demise as America's ambassador to Ukraine. At the White House, they're licking their wounds politically a little bit today because of those pretty poor election results for Republican candidates on whose behalf President Trump had campaigned. This is what President Trump was saying in Kentucky just a couple of days ago as he tried to bring Republican Governor Matt Bevin across the finishing line.
You're sending that big message to the rest of the country. It's so important. You got to get your friends. You got to vote. Because if you lose, it sends a really bad message. It just sends a bad, and they will build it up. Here's the story. If you win, they're going to make it like ho-hum. And if you lose, they're going to say, Trump suffered the greatest defeat in the history of the world. This was the greatest. You can't let that happen to me.
But they did let it happen to him. It seems highly unlikely that Governor Bevin is going to end up having won his re-election battle. He's not currently conceding defeat to Andy Beshear, his Democratic opponent, but the Democrats are claiming victory in that race. And uncontested is the fact that the Democrats enjoyed a clean sweep in the state of Virginia, just to the south of us here in Washington, D.C. That's a big blow for Republicans because Virginia, of course, is one of those battleground, all-important swing states that we're going to be talking about so much over the next year as we hurtle towards America's date with the presidential election next November.
Thank you, Simon. Yeah, exactly a year to go. LBC News' Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.